Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
If you're employed by a company, you most likely are paying towards a pension fund or a provident fund of sorts. Now, there is an emerging trend that is seeing companies leaning more towards umbrella funds. And here to tell us all about it is the MD of Thrive Financial Wellness, Frank Magwegwe. Frank, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
A very good morning to you, Africa, and wonderful to talk to you on such a great topic this morning.
On to umbrella funds. What are they and why are they a good alternative to pension funds?
Great question. And where I thought we can start, Africa, is just, you know, there's been a lot of talk in the media, particularly in your sort of personal finance, type of publication, where they are talking about the end of the road for company pension funds. And, you know, it's quite misleading in that it's easy for, you know, the man on the street to think of that as, you know, end of the road for saving, you know, for retirement with your employer, which is certainly not that. What is happening in Africa is a move from companies having their own stand-alone pension fund. So, in other words, typically your big companies, Standard Bank would have a Standard Bank pension fund, Sasol pension fund, for example, Pick and Pay pension fund, that sort of thing. So many big companies have their own standalone pension fund. But the move has been moving to umbrella funds. What are umbrella funds? These are retirement funds that cater for multiple employers. Typically, small companies or small to medium companies have tended to use this umbrella fund because of the costs associated with starting your own pension fund as a company, a standalone pension fund, administering it, having regular elections to have your own, you know, board of trustees, making decisions around how the pension fund monies must be invested. So there's quite a lot of costs associated with running and administering your own standalone pension fund as a company. So the move is saying, no, don't necessarily run your own fund, but move to an umbrella fund, in other words, an organization that can manage standalone funds from a multiple set of employers. That's the idea. And primarily it's being driven by changes in legislation that are trying to push down costs of administering pension funds.
My concern with the idea, Frank, immediately is the fact that as a person who's contributing towards a fund that will set me up for retirement, am I not losing more of my voice if the company moves towards an umbrella fund concept? Because as it is, what Primedia decides is our pension fund, provident fund setup, I have to contribute to. If, for example, for some reason I've decided, you know what, I prefer that product or I prefer that investment approach to the one that is being offered by the company, I have very limited voice as it is to go to the company and say, actually, this is how I'd rather be saving for my money. If we move it to an umbrella fund, my voice is even more smaller than what it was before.
You've just hit the nail on the head there, Africa, because there is a downside of control exactly for the company itself and a downside of the member losing their voice, as you have, you know, put forward, Africa. Because effectively, if you think about a standalone fund, the company has elections and they set out to have a board of trustees that represent the interests of the members. So every year there's elections, and if you want additional products put on the fund, you know, you can talk to your trustees, you can talk to HR and that sort of thing. But the moment a company moves to an umbrella fund, they have lost control in the sense that firstly, they are no longer company elected trustees, because an umbrella fund, it's an independent entity typically run by insurance companies. And some asset management companies are also going into that space. They elect their own board of trustees, you know, themselves. You as a participating company, you know, you don't have, a say in terms of the election of those board of trustees, or don't have a bigger voice. And then secondly, as you say, Africa, that your employees are far more, you know, removed from that. Because once you move to this umbrella fund, the decisions are being made by trustees of the umbrella fund. And because they are representing multiple employers, you know, you can't have a say, each of the employees of this employer. So you're quite right. And that is why Africa, I think there's been a slow move, especially by your medium and large funds, to these umbrella funds, because they're just really grappling with this idea of, you know, we're losing control, firstly, of how the fund is run itself, and secondly, a much diminished voice for, you know, for their own employees. And I think they're trying to balance the implication of the legislation, how they can maybe still run a standalone fund and lower their administration costs, and ultimately make sure that they're in line with the new legislation that is going to kick off 1 March 2019, still as a standalone fund, as opposed to losing independence, diminished voice of the employee by going to umbrella funds. So there are pros and cons that companies would certainly need to take into account.
The cost saving, I suppose, of having an independent pension fund within the company, those savings, are they, I suppose, the economic returns or the promised economic returns to the employee is then used as an argument to justify the moving towards an umbrella fund?
That is right, because certainly one of the things that eats into retirement savings Africa is administration costs. So the thinking goes this way, to say it's much more expensive to administer a pension fund for 300 employees as opposed to 1,000 employees, because the way the administration companies charge, they charge per employee per month for administering the fund. So the more employees you have, the cheaper it becomes. So that is one of the of the cost consideration, Africa, that would need to be taken into account. That if we move to an umbrella fund, it would be cheaper per employee per month to administer, and therefore more money is being invested for the member or for the employee as opposed to paying administration costs. But at the same time, Africa, there's also research that shows that the performance or the investment return of umbrella funds have been poor when compared to those of standalone funds. So the promised economic return, as you put it, might not necessarily come through when you have gone to to an umbrella fund. So it's quite a number of factors really that the employer has to take into account, and it's such as the trustees of the fund, before making that decision. So you take cost into account, you take independence into account, you take investment returns into account, you take the voice of the member that's diminishing into account, or the employee, before making that decision.
Quite a bit food for thought. Thank you very much, Frank Magwegwe, the MD of Thrive Financial Wellness, joining us on the line there from Johannesburg.